work the sound and make it loud. But every time the night fell, he suddenly got well and got out of his private hell. But he couldn't sleep, just saw the walls weep, the words that came from his inner deep. Was it the secret of his mind? A puzzle one of a kind. Was there a meaning for those messages between the lines he should find? Could he be writing just random rhymes, or was he dealing with something from the ancient times? Something bigger than us, maybe full of us, or just pointless pile of mass. But one thing was clear, the solution was near, and he wouldn't have to fear. He decided to out with no single doubt into the world that was told about. Was it the secret of his mind? A riddle one of a kind. What was the meaning of those messages between the lines he should find? In his small house, shut all the windows and mouse holes he possibly found. Laid on the floor like a dead louse, and concentrated on the marks and writings on the walls. He saw grim symbols and curses, they seemed to entwine and form whole new combinations. The wall was screaming out verses, he spoke the language of some kind of an holy bull. Some moments later, as the full moon arose, he tried to feel his senses with a stunning dose. Drank a bottle of wine and shortly felt so fine, like the moon his eyes did shine. It was the night of discovery, a mental recovery, an explanation he had sought. He remembered a gun and all the things he had done. He really killed his only son. That was the secret of his mind. Revelation one of a kind. He solved the riddle of those messages between the lines he could find. He was in shock for a brief time, then started thinking of possible ways and options, how to atone for his dire crime. But there was only one clear outcome for his mental fight. He took his life in the morning. Beyond the words on the wall, he has finally found the final note on the ceiling. Let's be together in the everlasting peace of my mind.